Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Hawk just shared an interesting statistic with us. He said it takes 3,000 cows to make a year's supply of these, and it was footballs.
Yeah.
And Tori brought up the interesting question, wait a second, I always thought footballs were called pigskins, and they're made out of pig skins. And it turns out the reason for that is that they're both right. Apparently, the footballs today are made of, the quality ones are made out of leather. And back when they first started making them, they used pig bladders.
Oh.
Now, this is an interesting story.
Okay.
Among the earliest forms of football, as we know it now, was more like soccer. And we still call them soccer and this is football, but it did start from the same sport.
I would think it would be more like hot potato since you're throwing a pig bladder at me.
Actually, it wasn't like that at all. The earliest games of football featured mobs from opposing villages attempting to kick an inflated pig bladder into the balcony of their opponent's church.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was kind of like soccer now. But really weird.
Fine.
It's like, I don't want to catch that. It's like you step back.
Now, those early round balls were made of inflated pig bladders, which is why footballs got the nickname pig skins.
Now, it would be cool if they were like water balloons, like pig skin water balloons.
Well, they weren't.
Filled up with water,
So why did they use pig bladders? Well, before rubber was invented, animal bladders were relatively easy to get. They were basically round, lightweight, and easily inflated, and fairly durable.
I want one.
I think it would be interesting. The oldest football ever found was made in the mid-1500s. It was a pig bladder covered with pieces of leather from a deer, and it was found in a church, a castle rather, in Scotland, Stirling Castle in Scotland. They say the name deer ball didn't catch on, so that's, I guess, you know, pig skin, deer skin. But they say it wasn't the most pleasant task to blow up a pig bladder to use as a football, because you're like... on a pig's bladder. That's gross. Whoever had to do that, that was a rough job, in my opinion. So when rubber was invented in the mid-1800s, pig bladders took a backseat to the inflated rubber ball.
Is it the same as like if you blow up a balloon, but you let go a little too early and you get all that back in your face? Yum.
A little pig pee-pee, I guess, would be back in your face. Eventually, they added the leather coverings to strengthen the balls and make them easier to handle. Now, the shape of the football, why do we not have a round football anymore and we have a more elliptical football with pointed ends? Well, they said that even though these footballs were working pretty well round, they said the new shape allowed the ball to be thrown farther in a forward pass. And modern footballs are about 12 inches long or 1 foot, thus the name football.
Oh.
Well, look at there.
And I guess it would be kind of hard to throw a spiral with pig bladder.
Well, maybe you had that one end, the little tied-off rubber end, like the bottom of the balloon spinning around in a circle.
That's the laces.
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned the laces, because the modern footballs use a leather football surrounded by a rubber inside, and those laces hold the leather onto the rubber part of the football. But even though footballs are occasionally kicked during the game, the name most likely arises from the fact that the ball is either a foot long or that it was played on foot rather than horseback like polo in Europe, where it all started. And they say the laces hold the leather panels on and provide a good grip for throwing the ball. Plus, they stamp the leather with those little bumps and grooves so that it's easier to hold on to.
Yeah.
But that is why pigskins are what they used to call footballs, because they started out as pig bladders, and pig bladders just didn't sound as cool as pigskins.
Right. So now we know what footballs slash pigskins are made of. Can you figure out what pork skins are made of?
I'm pretty sure they're made of pork skins.
Are they?
Okay. Pork rinds.
So good.
They basically take the skin and put it in hot grease and boil it or fry it, I guess.
You can't throw that, though.
Are you okay?
No.
You can't a bag if you buy a bag.
Okay. I just thought they were made of something else because they can't be good for you.
They're not.
They are delicious, though. If you get them at Tipsy Taco and get the queso cheese to dip it in.
Also, I had a friend who was on, I think, keto, and that was part of what they used.
keto.
That's part of what they used for, like, crust and stuff. If you're going to do fried chicken, you do that instead. So, like, that's basically healthy.
Pork skins.
That sounds good, actually.
I could eat some.
There you go.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Girl's going to help you out, help you find that date you've been wanting so much. You don't need to find them in a bar, okay? Studies show that schools, colleges, coffee shops, and malls are an excellent place to flirt because people are more open to meeting other people in those places.
I've been rushed out of those places. They told me to leave. I'm like, you're not supposed to be in this school.
Yeah.
There's probably a reason for that, kiddo.
Probably.
You go to school here? No. Just looking for a date's all I'm doing.
Well, ask your mom if you can go out.
Yeah.
Dang, kiddo. Let's just have a seat over there. We got Chris Hansen coming in.
You know, poor location is, they say, a movie theater, which makes sense. Like, you know.
Do you like this movie?
Yeah.
Would you like to watch it again next to each other?
They're going, psst, hey, over here.
I can top that. How about a funeral?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I notice that you're free now.
No, that's horrible. Okay. So here's a little tip for you, ladies. Studies show that men are put off by groups of loud women. So if a woman wants to get a date, she should break away from the loud group of girls and give the man a chance to approach her.
You sound like you were just doing like a National Geographic, you know, Animal Planet. The male of the species is put off by loud groups of females.
Cackling over in the corner on a girl's night out.
You know, I go out with groups of friends, you know, couples, singles, you know, it's a bunch of us. And once a guy came up to a girl in our group and said, I wanted to talk to you last time I saw you here.
Yeah.
But you with your group of friends and y'all were too intimidating for me to walk over and speak.
Uh-huh.
I said, we got our click.
The group of hyenas has scared off the suitor.
So they say it is hard for a man to strike up a conversation if there are just two women also at a social scene because he doesn't want the other friend to feel abandoned. So you need to actually bring two wing women. Then instead of just bringing you and your girlfriend.
No, he just needs to bring a wingman.
Well, he could do that.
That's why you have a wingman.
Well, but sometimes, you know, that wingman may not be interested in that other girl.
That's why he does it. It's a sacrifice. It's a friend thing.
Will you sacrifice the evening
that's
for me?
That's what a wingman is.
And spend the next 3 hours talking to a girl that you don't want to talk to.
And if you don't have a wingman, just bring over two drinks.
That's true.
You never know, the one you like might not be the one you end up with.
Oh, okay. So it's
any, many, money, mo.
Well, they say that is intimidating, though, once again. Also, talking to a bartender makes a woman seem more friendly and makes it easier for a guy to jump into the conversation. So let's say you're just there by yourself sometimes. You know, you're going out, maybe getting something to eat because you haven't had a date in a while.
And why'd you look at me?
Talk to the bartender. Because that will make it more easy for the guy to come up and, you know, get into the conversation.
But what if she's hitting on the bartender?
Oh.
Well, you know, and then you come up and you crush it for
bartender,
her.
Bartender, though, is someone who's got a job to do. He can't spend the rest of the night flirting with her. So you're going to give him that much-needed break he needs anyway.
I think you should just, like, dress up, like, dress to impress. Walk up to them like you're the manager and say, how's your meal this evening? And just maybe grab a pitcher of water and fill up their drink for them. Are you enjoying your...
That doesn't seem like a good plan at all.
No, you'll be picking up Betty's shift next week.
I know. Tom, I wasn't being serious. Dress up like a manager.
I couldn't tell because you weren't being funny.
Oh, that was not nice.
He started it.
You know, I met someone yesterday who said you were sassy.
Thank you.
That was funny.
You can go on with your list.
I'm okay. Okay, a woman can increase the likelihood of a man approaching her if she uncrosses her arms, yeah, makes subtle eye contact, and smiles.
But what are you supposed to do with your arms if they are not crossed? Like, they just hang there. It's awkward.
Okay,
you put it in your pocket?
Uncross your arms. And you know what? You want to uncross your eyes, too. That's something your mom always told you not to do.
Well, if you can. you have a drink in one hand.
So what's the other one doing?
Just set it down on your leg or something.
Just set it down?
Yeah. You got one drink in hand and the other one just sitting in your lap.
Or use both. It depends on how big the margarita is. You might have to get, if you get the large margaritas, you're going to need both hands.
That's what I'm doing wrong. I don't have the available hand because I always go for the big one.
Yes.
You know what? We've done a lot of TV, and I had a country star one time. We were just shooting a commercial together, and I was doing something weird with my hands. It was, you know, it was like I was a model or something. And he goes, can I give you a little tip? And it was Clint Black, just to let you know, if you know anything about country. He says, just put your arms down to your side. And you look more natural like that when you are on camera.
It doesn't look natural at all. It looks weird.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
Clint Black, get it together.
Well, I see pictures of me where I'm the same way. I'm like, what do I do with my arms?
Yeah.
And
you don't
notice that my hands are like placed on my lap while I'm standing and I look like a mannequin.
Well, you used to put your hands on your hips because it made your arms look skinny. And then Gen Z made fun of us for it. So now I just sit there awkwardly.
Guys don't do that.
No, though. Guys don't do that. But girls, they do that. It's like they want to be a model or something and they got to put their hands like and hold that champagne
glass.
Like
you're trying to get somebody to eat a poisoned apple. The way you're doing
your hair. Come here, precious.
He's good.
All right. Hopefully I helped you girls in some form or fashion.
Good luck.
Tom, don't say a word because I know it's going to be negative.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, there are household chores that have to get done, and some of them people notice, and some of them you feel like you don't get any thanks for. Mm-hmm. They go unnoticed. So they ask people, what are the most thankless household tasks? And I saw someone here that are so thankless that I don't even think about them. Some of them are because they don't happen very often. Things like cleaning out the oven.
Oh.
You don't do it that often.
It smells funky when you do.
You're supposed to do that?
Yeah, you know, they got that setting on the oven.
No, I have an old oven.
It's like crematorium is what it is. You could put your dead pet in there and it would just be ashes.
Oh my God,
that's horrible.
It's not horrible. You pay someone to do it and then you just do it for free in your own stove.
What do you put on the side? Mashed potatoes?
Kato, now that's horrible. All right, some of the things they said, washing clothes so that people don't run out of, you know, socks and pants. I feel like that's one of those things that maybe you don't remember to thank for because it's just a steady state thing. But I do occasionally thank my wife, like, thank you for washing my shirts for this week.
It is steady until it's not. And then you get down to that one last pair of undies. It's like holies and holding on for dear life. And you're like, okay, one more day of you and then we're going
to
do laundry.
Oh, see, I don't do that. I go to my Christmas underwear.
Festive.
Yeah.
I have underwear that are if I'm wearing those, it's time to do laundry.
If I got like Frosty or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on my underwear.
Rudolph. Hey, Rudolph.
I didn't even want to ask about how those work.
Light off with your nose so bright.
I know this. I do the next one. It's turning off the lights in empty rooms. When I get home and my kids are all at school, I go through the house and invariably bathroom lights are on, closet lights are on. There are lights all in their rooms on. And I'm like going through, clicking them off, going, that's electricity we're paying for no reason.
And I would follow you and flip them all back on.
Why?
I cannot stand a dark house.
It's not a dark house. These are bedrooms. No one's even anywhere near them.
Well, you don't know that. You could have a ghost. And maybe the ghost doesn't like the dark. You ever think about the ghost, Tom?
The ghost can chip in a little on the electric bill then.
I think it's kids and wives. They don't, or women, they just do not see.
Who does that leave?
Well, the dad. He's the one that turns off all the lights and says something about it because he's paying the bill.
Yeah, but my aunt worked for an electric company, and she said a light bulb is like 4 cents or something a year. Like, it's not
that's
that much.
No
per,
way. But no you know, way. That's
I might
true.
Get those numbers wrong.
You save that up, though, every day. And when your kid gets older, you can give them like $38.
I don't believe that's true. My electric bill is so much that I believe those are costing me a lot.
See, I wonder, because for me, I like it dark. So I've had friends come over going, could you please turn lights on? I can't even see you on the couch.
I like it dark, too.
I like it dark, so I'm always...
I got
always
the shades
the
pulled
off.
And everything. Yeah.
Well, I like to open my shades during the day, but...
Well, I like it dark. You said you liked it dark, well, but you lied. You
no talk, lights on.
You talking about chores. Now, that's a chore, to open up the blinds and shut them every day.
Okay, that's like, not on our list.
Well, that should be.
He's right. Why is that so taxing?
I don't know.
I feel like I need a nap afterwards.
Yeah, me too. I just leave mine closed most of the time.
Okay, vacuuming. And then dusting. Dusting is absolutely a thankless thing.
What do you mean by thankless?
I mean, basically no one notices that you do it. You don't get any thanks or props for doing it.
They notice when you don't, though.
Yeah. I know, right?
I've had friends write their name on my dining room table.
You know what, though? A place that you forget to clean or dust your ceiling fan, and then you turn it on, and all of a sudden it's like, snow and dust in your room, and you're like, I need to get up there and clean that ceiling fan.
Never had that happen.
What?
Because I don't turn my fan off.
Oh, wow, I do, and I did it the other day. Matter of fact, I'll go around, and it's my one day I'll go clean all the ceiling fans with my vacuum cleaner. You get up there, it's heavy. That vacuum cleaner is heavy.
A Swiffer duster works a lot easier.
Well, I know, but it swiffs it off into the floor.
It's supposed to catch it.
The vacuum cleaner sucks up all the dust from the fan.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, so when you're cleaning your house, you start top to bottom. Yeah. So you dust the fan, and then all that dust falls on the floor, and then you vacuum it.
No, you just you vacuum it. You vacuum in the fan.
That's and too much work.
Well, but because I'm not vacuuming my floor on the same day.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, this is one that I end up doing a lot, is cleaning the hair out of the shower. My daughter uses our shower for some reason. So I will come in there, and of course my wife too, and there's just hair filling up the drain. And so I take my big toe and I pull it, and it's like it keeps coming. Like it's long and it's way down in there. And you're like, oh my God.
Sometimes it gets snagged and you're like, what's down there?
I know, right? So it's like something's pulling back. I'm keeping the hair.
I've seen scary movies.
Just like that.
Okay, but I'm curious, because that's your like daily routine or something, or weekly routine. Do you ever take off the shower drain cap and then look down inside the drain?
Gosh, no.
Why would you?
Because it gets clogged up.
Mine doesn't get that clogged.
Oh, mine did the other day. And so I had to get like a hanger. It was like I was fishing for hair because it goes way down. I can't reach down where my drain is.
Oh, I wouldn't stick my fingers in
there. No, listen, I put the hanger down there with a little hook, and I got a 4-pound bass out of it. It was a huge glob of hair.
That's what Drano's for.
And then I held the hair like you were catching a fish because it was so...
All right. Taking out the garbage was next. That's something I do, and I really don't expect any kind of thanks for that. But the number one thing that people think is the least thanked or appreciated household task, anyone care to guess?
Cooking.
Nope.
No.
Dishes. Toilets. Cleaning the toilets.
Again, that little pink ring, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
It's like Caribbean-ish. Like.
You know, when you do clean the toilet, you're like, oh my God, what has happened here? It's a disaster area.
What is that beach with the pink sand?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this is actually when I need a little vacation, I just come to this bathroom.
Gross. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't let the rings build up. I should say, when I say we, I mean my wife. But we don't ever have rings around our toilet.
You know what? You could do like a gender reveal. If you had that blue toilet water or that pink toilet water.
I've never seen pink toilet water, but blue toilet water pink. I've seen.
You've not seen like the pink rings, though?
Well, I've seen the rings, but not the water.
Okay. Oh, you just have to let it fester a while.
A long time.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, it's crank call time. Time to get revenge on the telemarketers because they're bothering you at home or when you're in your car trying to get things done. They're harassing you with some kind of stuff going on. I think this telemarketer actually got revenge on me, though. She was snarky, she was mean, and she didn't put up with any of my shenanigans.
I don't completely blame her.
Let's just see how annoying this crank call guy. This is what happened.
Who are you calling with again?
Audience, that is?
That's
I'm
why.
I'm conducting a survey. I'm inviting you to watch a half-hour show, and we can call you back and get your thoughts and opinions. And put your name in a draw so that you may win cash, prizes, or products.
Oh, okay.
So, have you used chewing gum in the past year, yes or no?
Yes, I have used chewing gum in the past year.
Lip balm or lip moisturizer?
I've used lipstick.
Just a yes or no?
Yes or no, I use lipstick or...
Yes or no to lip balm or lip moisturizer?
I'm going to say yes, then.
Vitamins.
I've used Flintstone vitamins.
Just a yes or no. Not what you use.
Yeah, my favorite's Barney. But yes.
Hair conditioner.
Hair conditioner.
Yes or no?
No. Maybe.
In an average week, how many hours do you watch television?
Average week, how many hours do I watch TV? Counting Sundays?
Whatever days you want to count.
Okay. If you're counting Sundays, I would say 69.5 hours a week.
I need one full number, so what number would you like me to put down?
69.5.
A full number.
Let's round up. Say
the number for me.
Say the number.
Yep. What number do you want me to put?
I'm going to round up, so we'll say 68.
Okay. How often do you watch situation comedies on TV? Do you watch them every day, 4 to 6 times a week, 2 to 3 times a week, once a week, less often than once a week, or never?
Yes.
You need to pick one of those answers.
You told me yes or no a while ago.
Okay, but now I've given you a list of answers to choose from. So how often do you watch situation comedies on TV?
Yes.
Sir, from the list of options that I've just given you.
No. It's confusing me.
Do you watch situation comedies every day?
Yes.
4 to 6 times a week?
Yes.
3 times a week?
Yes.
Once a week, less often than once a week, or never? Pick one of them.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you know what? I don't have time for this. Goodbye.
Well, I didn't have time for it either, ma'am, just
wow.
To let you know.
That's true.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, third of American children are forced to do this against their will, but it's so good for them, and later in life, they're glad they did.
Can we take a stab
yeah,
at it?
Yeah, sure, if you
I
want to.
I think playing piano lessons.
Okay.
Oh, I wish I'd have never quit. I wish I'd have never quit. My answer was going to church.
Okay, all right.
Because, yeah. I mean, I had to go as a kid, sure, and I'm yeah. glad I did.
Okay. Actually, playing an instrument.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily piano. It's just playing an instrument in general.
Well, I didn't get to guess.
Okay, go ahead.
Chores.
No.
Oh, okay.
Dang, she's stupid.
Hey, do you play an instrument, Tori? I didn't know if you did or not.
Not well.
Okay, all right. But you were in a chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Did you say not well?
It
did you ever
count.
Learn anything at all? or play anything?
Anything at all? No, okay. I know nothing.
I didn't know.
Not
if maybe,
even just
like,
music.
You had played it for 1 year in band and quit or something.
No, I think I played maybe the recorder.
Oh, we all did.
We all were in kindergarten.
Yeah. I did that in sixth grade.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So I was a saxophone player. What did you play, Hawk?
I did a trumpet a little
in
bit
band.
For about a year, and then I got kicked out because I was last chair.
I took piano lessons, and I've been in piano recitals. I have certificate awards.
Wow, good for you.
But I couldn't. I mean, I'm good at chopsticks right now.
Okay.
But I never really could read music fluently, so... And plus, I wanted to play with my friends. So.
Okay. Hawk doesn't read fluently.
That's true.
I can kind of read music, but not the kind of music that you... It's like the chord progression on guitars and
I wasn't talking about music. I was talking about reading.
Yeah, I got you.
I never learned how to read music, but that was part of honors chorus is that you had to. So I would just listen to what they were playing and match it. But
okay,
I never actually learned how to read music.
See, and I could play by ear better than reading music.
Oh, boy, I bet that hurt.
I bet. Especially piano.
That's a good old joke for you right there. But study shows people that play a musical instrument are less likely to be stressed and feel more relaxed when they play the instrument. But if you are listening to a child who's practicing their instrument, you are more stressed and not as relaxed.
So I actually got my guitar out and have been playing it some lately. And it does. It relaxes you when you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it that's very relaxing.
Well, here's some of the health benefits, okay? Emotional benefits. Studies have found that it can make you more creative, more confident, and more patient. Kids with ADHD are sometimes encouraged to play an instrument to help focus and energy.
And instead, my mom just put me on meds.
Okay.
See, I could have been playing guitar.
Yeah.
Her instrument is Adderall.
Okay. Physical benefits. Your hand-eye coordination gets better. And if you're over 60, playing an instrument can help keep your neural circuits in your brain working more clearly, and so you don't waste away. Your brain doesn't waste away. You play your instrument there. That's a good benefit for you. Social benefits. Listen up. Especially if it's an instrument like a guitar or easy to carry around instrument, you can bring a lot of joy to people, like at parties or when you go camping because you're playing music. With people, also, it says it boosts their levels of feel-good hormones.
There's always that one guy at a party.
Yeah?
He's like, I just happen to have my guitar.
Yeah.
We're like, we know, Danny. You bring it everywhere.
Now, you know what? When Hawk and I were single, he had a piano and we had guitars, and we would literally turn our house into like a live karaoke session. You know, we'd play some popular song well enough, not great, but well enough that people could sing along with it, and it was a great social benefit.
Well, I never forget the time we went water rafting, camping.
Yeah.
We were out there singing by the campfire. That was fun. That was good old days.
You know, you think about the campfire, though, and it says here, instrument like a guitar or anything easy to carry around. Could you imagine if you're at the campfire and no one's got a guitar or anything, but Ted's got his recorder or Tori's got her recorder. Why don't you whip out that campfire recorder and let's sing some campfire songs to your recorder.
I was thinking bagpipes or an accordion, too.
It's like I got to tune up my recorder real quick here.
How about, I just happen to have my tuba in the car. Light the fire, I'll grab it.
Dragging a cello out.
So what's a campfire song you would sing?
Kumbaya, my lord.
Oh, hey.
Kumbaya. We're not knocking if you play it.
Yeah.
But
that's both my sons have played like a baritone / tuba type stuff. All right, and then finally, ways that playing instruments good for you. Health benefits. It relieves stress, which is the root cause of a lot of health issues. And this is from the University of Research Center found that it's good for absorbing pain. Like, it's as good as taking a painkiller sometimes if you play the music.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm not buying that one either.
Yeah, because, I mean, pain pill. That feels good.
Yeah.
I think that it could distract you from minor stuff. Right. I don't see that it would take away something serious.
I had Jeff Taze. He would sit behind me in band, and he had trombone, and he would hit me in the head. So that was not good for I'd have a headache after band practice. And he'd do it on purpose.
Well, I was wondering. I bet he did.
Yeah. Or he was just bad at playing one. So go ahead and grab an instrument.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.